Good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are talking hump day. It's Wednesday. And today we are talking health, because it truly is your wealth. And Monday through Thursday, we talk about health, because it truly is your wealth. Because if you had all the money in the world and you had all the amazing friends with all your money, but you had no health, would you really be wealthy? Probably not. So this morning I wanted to talk about a trending term that possibly we really may not have a personal meaning for. And the word is mindfulness. So I want to explore that topic. And what does it personally mean for you? Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor. And then we'll jump right into it after my Barbra Streisand introduction. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into this topic. What does mindfulness really mean? And how do you do it? Okay, so looking up the definition of mindfulness. Excuse me, bless me. Mindfulness means maintaining a moment-by-moment awareness of your thoughts, your feelings, your bodily sensations, and your environment that's around you. That could be your physical environment. It could be your emotional environment. Like, where are you emotionally? Through a gentle, nourishing lens. And that gentle, nourishing lens. Like, if we are people who generally are the hardest on ourselves, sometimes it could be the way you were raised, it could be professionally, it could be your profession, it could be your family environment. Normally, we don't treat ourselves with compassion and or with a gentle lens. So this is why mindfulness is so important. When we practice mindfulness, our thoughts and our goals of mindfulness are to tune in to what we're sensing in the present moment rather than rehashing the past or imagining the future. And in terms of our senses are not just what we see, it's also what we hear. If we look at the five senses, it's touch with your hands. And because we live in such a digital age and we spend so much time on our cell phones, which are like mini computers, it's also touch, it's your sight, it's your taste, it's what you hear, it is what you smell, it is all of these senses. So in terms of mindfulness, meditation is what normally comes to mind when you think about meditation and mindfulness. And I think meditation is becoming so popular because it's a way for you to unplug from a digital world, and having the need, especially if you're a business owner, and feeling the need to be on social and be social, which I think is probably one of the least social things to do, is being on your phone. And so whatever it is that you're doing on your phone, and so we're having a generation of young people who generally, when parents, you know, the easiest thing for you to do now is to give your child a phone to distract them. You know, you rarely see people give their kids books or coloring books or puzzles, or like, that's a rarity. because the phones are so easy. So in terms of this new trend of mindfulness and meditation, I think it's so necessary. But you would almost probably, someone would probably look at you very strangely if instead of your kids playing with a cell phone, they're coloring or they're drawing or they are doing a puzzle or they are reading a book. Because the books normally are on our cell phones. So meditation, what is the definition and why is mindfulness a part of meditation? And some people consider mindfulness being a meditation, and I guess it could be an active meditation. So mindfulness, this definition says that it is a type of meditation in which you focus on being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the exact moment, without interpreting it, without judging it. It can involve breathing. It can involve guided imagery and a way to practice releasing and relaxing your body to help reduce stress, because clearly in this digital age, we are more stressed out. And the thing that is supposed to give us convenience, that is supposed to give us more time, we tend to spend more time either watching television. Like, I know for me, I don't watch nearly as much television. And part of it is because I spend so much time on my cell phone or my computer. One of the two. So I think in terms of practicing mindfulness, it is so important. So here are a couple of exercises that you could help to build your mindfulness program. Exercise number one is the self-compassion pause, where instead of being hard on yourself, you give yourself self-compassion. And so it's interesting, in a world of digital, non-intimate practicing, and when I say intimacy, I'm saying having a conversation and looking in someone's eyes. Like, that used to be the norm, and it no longer is, because typically we're texting. Like, texting has become a way we communicate. So the self-compassion pause is essentially taking a moment to give yourself compassion, which I think is, self-care is a term. Maybe we'll talk about self-care tomorrow, because what does that really mean? And it's interesting that in a world that kind of encourages narcissistic behavior and things that are all about you, the very idea that we would need self-compassion and self-care is interesting. So the self-inquiry meditation, where you inquire about yourself and checking in with yourself and meditating within yourself. And the next exercise is the sensing your five senses. That's another one. And then the next one is the mini mindfulness exercise. We'll do eight. We'll do eight exercises, since it's cut to the chase at eight. Okay, and so the next one is mindfulness of your breath, sounds, and thoughts. That's a good one. Acceptance of social anxiety. These exercises come from positivepsychology.com. Mountain meditation and Ooh, this is a good one. Body scan. I think that one's a good one. We'll end with that one. So, body scanning essentially is like with your mind going through how your body feels. Because I think that's something we probably don't do very often. Like, how am I feeling in my body? And sometimes if your body has been operating in not at its most efficient level, and if you're not checking in with it. And another great thing, the group that I'm a part of that I'm doing this positive thoughts cleanse, they mention EMDR therapy, which I was not familiar with. And I know it has something to do with your eye movement and basically releasing things that may have come up for you that may have been challenging. So yeah, how do you become more mindful throughout your day? And what does mindfulness mean to you? And then how do you incorporate that into your day? So I encourage you to find out and pick one of those mindfulness activities to incorporate in your day. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8. And tomorrow we will chat. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.